We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rather spunky mood for a Friday night.
Yes, somebody stop me.
Actually, I'm going to let you go. This is like giving one of my kids sugar and then setting him loose on my wife with no extra supervision.
That's a bad idea, man.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, brought to you by Senior Grubby's, now open in downtown Oceanside, still their OG location in Carlsbad Village. Hashtag Eat Grubby's. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. All right. And our friends from Pizza Port, we've got Jill. Welcome back.
Hey, guys.
I feel like I just saw you a couple weeks ago.
I mean, this has been really nice.
Really?
Yeah, you know, it's like coming home sometimes.
Oh. You
know? Tell me, Jill, who'd you bring with you tonight?
So I brought our director of brewing, Sean Farrell.
How's it going?
Sean, welcome.
And I brought our head brewer from Pizza Port Bressy Ranch, Blake Masoner.
Now, I know Sean has been here. Blake, this is your first time.
Yep.
I will tell you, Ken is harmless. Okay. Just keep him plied with beer.
I'm good, baby.
All right, let's do it.
Let's drink some beer and talk about what Pizza Port has been up to. Is this going to be specifically Pizza Port Bressy Ranch?
I mean, we're one big happy family. The beers that we brought with us are specifically from Bressy Ranch, but, you know, kind of like a lot of stuff we do, it grew its roots at one of the other locations. So,
how many locations Pizza Port are there?
We have five now.
Wow.
Yeah, five different brew pubs. Can you name them?
I think Ken is
actually. Yeah, there's Ocean Beach.
Woo.
There's Carlsbad Village.
Yes, sir.
There's Bressy Ranch.
Uh-huh.
There's San Clemente.
Go on.
And there's that other one.
Now arriving.
Somewhere else.
Solana Beach.
Solana Beach.
Like, oh, yeah, like the original one.
Yeah.
Well, I was never sober when I left that one.
32 years.
It's all a hazy memory.
That's how long it's been, 32 years?
32 years, yeah.
I can't believe I just heard that Pizza Port OB is celebrating its 9th anniversary.
9.
Crazy.
Uh-huh. And Sean Farrell and I were actually on that opening staff.
So. And, you know, there are so many people in the San Diego brewing community that are alumni of Pizza Port, like Tom Nickel, my buddy Dave Dyer, who I worked with at Stone for 25
Double
years.
D, right?
I mean, Jeff Bagby. I mean, you know, so many greats.
While you guys reminisce, I'm drinking this beer. What am I drinking, by the way?
California Honey. It's been around the pubs for a long time. But yeah, we finally put it in the can for production this year.
Oh, stop it. This is a canned beer?
Yeah.
I thought it was very familiar. This is one of my favorite beers to just grab growlers of and a pizza and go home, sit in the backyard, play with the kids, eat pizza, drink beer. Yes, it's delicious. Anybody who's never had this beer before, what am I expecting? What were your kind of inspirations to putting this together?
Just really light, an ale with a good dose of honey, a little bit of sweetness. Easy drinking, yeah. It's one of the more popular beers. A lot of pitchers of this go out in the pubs.
Where's the honey come from?
It's California orange blossom honey.
No, the answer is bees. The answer is bees.
California bees.
Place of Jesus and Mary Train. Since this is California Honey, let's do Just Like Honey. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. I always have to wait to the very last moment to turn Ken's mic on because he gives me that look like, I'm going to say something that's really dumb. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy drinking with our friends from Pizza Port. And we just finished the California Honey, and Ken is done clearing his sinuses because he was almost in mid-sip.
Oh, man.
You're right there, Indie Beer Evangelist.
Got a little sinus rinse with my beer.
So California Honey is a brand new canned beer that we can find. You said that was in your 4-pack?
Featured in our 12-pack.
Well,
readily available.
Next to Ponto, my second favorite beer that's readily available wherever I go is the one you just poured out.
Yay!
I have such a thing for ambers, and this one just never disappoints. This one is another easy food beer for me. So
Chronix, the OG Pizza Port beer, super light drinking, nice notes of some sweet malt and a little bit of yeast character, but not overpowering. Very crisp at 5%. Sessionable and easy on the palate.
This beer just shines every time. It doesn't matter if it's a morning beer or afternoon beer, beer with dinner. There's always something to it, and it's so complex you can pair it with just about anything.
You know what it pairs really well with? Pizza at one of the Pizza Port locations.
And
if you consider yourself a true San Diegan and you have not had pizza and a chronic at one of the Pizza Port places, you're not a local.
It's kind of like a combo pack. Like
yeah.
A
pretty much.
And
you have to do it.
I have to say, too, it has, the 9 years that I've been there, it is still our most frequently ordered pitcher.
Oh, of course.
Because it's a you know, you guys nail on the head.
Ken, you can actually try one of my favorite pizza port pairings right here, right now, because I had Jill bring us a San Clemente pizza with sausage.
Sausage.
That paired with this beer.
Spicy sausage with a multi-hoppy wonderfulness.
And there's black bean sauce on the pizza, so there's some, like, earthy depth to it.
That is magic.
That's sweet and savory goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Listen to Blake. He's talking like food and beer porn. Cue the Barry White.
Well, I don't have any Barry White to go with this, but I do have some Chronics, which we'll get into next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's all 94.9. I love when we talk about people's astrological signs and they actually mimic them while we're talking about them.
Yeah. Typical Taurus over there.
Thank God this is not a China shop. We'd all be dead. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour at all 94.9. It's Jeremy.
Oh, I get it.
Hey, bullet in China shop.
Wow.
With Drinking with Ken, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, along with Jill, Sean, and Blake from Pizza Port. Just wrapped up the Chronic, had the California Honey, and now another iconic San Diego IPA. This one is undeniable. Yeah. It's amazing. Is this probably your best seller? Yes, maybe? No? Am I wrong?
Sir, yeah.
Yes. Flagship. What makes Swami Swami?
Water, malt, hops, and yeast.
Yeah. Just leave it to the head brewer to just go right to the business end of it.
A lot of good vibes. I think it's the longest, most continuously brewed IPA in San Diego.
Something. I read that somewhere.
Something like that. Yeah, Vince, it was like one of the first IPAs brewed in San Diego. Vince, our owner, brewed it back in the day. Like, inspired a lot of beers. Blind Pig, Russian River.
There's something wrong with his beer. This IPA has bitterness to it.
Yeah, and it's clear.
Yeah, I know. Jeez.
This does not taste
like juice at all. There's something wrong with my IPA.
Well, it's funny because, you know, the current trend really kind of, this bucks the current trend.
Yeah, it tastes like citrus and pine cones.
Yeah, it tastes like citrus and pine cones, but it's clear and it's bitter. And the trend in IPAs right now is more floral, fruity notes, and you strip all the bitterness out. You just get all the tropicalness out of it without remembering what hops really are here to do. And it's cool to drink an IPA that has always been the same and still remains your flagship.
Yeah, it is balanced. It has bitterness, but it is a balanced beer. And no.
Hop forward yet approachable.
I love how all this is available in pint-sized cans, though. Everything we drink tonight, we can get at Pizza Port in cans, take it home, enjoy it wherever you enjoy your beer. And it's amazing. We've got two more beers coming up that are new to the can line, right?
Yeah. One is our current seasonal offering.
Oh, boy.
And the next is our brand new pub release that just came out today.
Well, fine. Let's shotgun this. And I've got a great Beach Boys song to go with this Swami's. Something about when I get Ken and Jill together, the puns seem to just absolutely rye. No, that was too. That was too hard to work in that rye reference.
Sometimes they rhyme.
Sometimes they're, it goes awry.
Sometimes they're rylarious. Ride on.
Rye is a problem.
Let me tell you, rye.
You know, I'm going to change the spelling of my last name. Ken Wright.
The reason we are being so punny right now is because we are drinking a new canned beer from Pizza Port that has some rye in it. And we were just talking about how you have rye in the malt bill, but you don't really push it forwards because everybody has this perception about rye, which to me, I've never heard of, because Alpine Nelson is one of my favorite IPAs, yet it's technically a rye IPA.
And I forgot about it until one time I was drinking a half pint of that next to a half pint of Noble Makes Nelson Showers, and the rye came out, and I was very excited about it because I think it's a delicious addition to a grain bill.
Good beers are good beers. Doesn't matter what the grain bill is. If it's good, it's good. Drink
it. What is the hop bill on this beer?
A rye of hops?
Look at the big brain on Blake! So it's
Mosaic Heavy, our cheater hop, and then Waimea. We found it's a New Zealand hop, but we found it pairs really well with the Mosaic. It really brings out the tropical character. And then we did a little bit of Columbus, which is like grapefruit and dankness, just to kind of balance all that out. And then there's a new German hop called Grüngeist, which has like a little bit of a lemon, herbally character.
Ja, das ist Deutsch für Green Ghost. Ja, geschmeckt ganz gut.
Rye, ja.
Wir trinken jetzt!
So here's the thing. With all those hops, I understand what I'm tasting right now, but again, I'm not really perceiving rye. Because to me, rye always hits spicy on my tongue.
Yeah.
But I'm getting some of those notes, but I think those are all coming from the hops. This is just, you're using it to bolster the malt body to support all these really kind of, I will call them expressive hops, because it sounds like you're using a lot of hops that have a lot of different personalities to them. It's kind of like what's inside Ken's head.
There's a lot going on up here, man.
But yet they're all kind of commingling together inside one beer, and it tastes really damn good.
It's got that wonderful lush sort of tropicality to it.
Right.
And if I may be so bold to quote the great Mitch Steele.
Literally the guy who wrote a book on IPAs.
He wrote
the book on IPA. When I was talking to him about rye IPAs once, he said, yeah, a lot of people complain complained about them being overly spicy or whatever. He goes, you know what I get from rye, though? More of a mouthfeel. It's that sort of rich, velvety. I don't know if it's because the proteins in rye are different.
But did you ask him rye?
Did I ask him rye?
We're going to take a break here. When we come back, Jill is going to explain to me why she has strange colors on her hands right now. That's next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's all 94.9. See, I told you we'd be right back. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour at all 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright, and our friends of Pete Support, Jill, Sean, and Blake. Don't forget Rock and Roll Happy Hour, brought to you by Senior Grubbies, now open in downtown Oceanside in their OG location, Carlsbad Village. Search hashtag Eat Grubbies. Tonight we've had some amazing beers, a brand new IPA that I've been introduced to from Pizza Port Brewing, Palapa. We've
Palapa.
Had Swami's, we've had the Chronic, we've had California Honey, and now we end with apparently today you had some sort of party before you came on the program, Jill.
I mean, we tie-dye Friday is real in our lives.
Tie-dye Friday?
Yeah, so we try and encourage that tie-dye spirit every Friday. I mean, tie-dye can't be, you can't hold me back.
Oh, I get it, girl.
I just have to be.
I lived in Santa Cruz for 8 years.
Oh, yeah.
I get it.
Our latest pub release is a beer that we first brewed at Bressy Ranch a couple years ago called Tie-Dye IPA. Shout out to Matt Palmer, the head brewer at Pizza Port OB now, but at the time that was his recipe on the system at Bressy Ranch. And this beer is amazing. So it's our pub release today on Tie-Dye Friday. Oh.
Tie-Dye
we
Friday.
We had tie-dye stations at all five locations. So if
that's
you went,
amazing.
If, oh, my God.
How many shirts did you tie-dye today? Be honest.
I told you that I don't try and drink beers above 5% anymore, and this one is a little bit more than 5%. So I can't confirm nor deny.
Of course you can't.
I'm so colorful.
Just your personality.
Right.
Just drinking this, if you took a brute IPA and you kept bitterness into it, it's got all the brightness and clarity and crispness that you get with a brute IPA, and you still get those tropical floral notes to it, but then also here it comes on the back end, just sliding in that very subtle bitterness to just remind you are drinking hops.
Yeah, but you know what? There is some depth to this mofo.
Yeah, Nelson, Citra,
Strata,
Columbus.
It's out of this world.
Going for some dankness, some skunky.
Love it.
Skunky goodness.
Skunky dankness. To pair well with the tie-dye.
It, dude, this is totally, I can almost smell patchouli. And
you know, this beer smells like Spicoli's van.
Spicoli's van. Now there's another beer name for you.
Clear some tank space. Ken and I are coming over to Bressy Ranch. We're going to brew Spicoli's van together. Like, hey, brother, just hand me the Scooby snacks.
Yeah.
We're going out on the Grateful Dead. How can we not? It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. All 94.9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.